Hello, this is Quinn from the OR Gamecast, and today we are on episode 10. Nick, how do you feel?
I feel amazing.
You feel sick, you mean?
Yeah.
You got something in
no,
your throat?
No, I don't. I feel fine. I just had like a frog in my throat.
All right.
Good way to start the second podcast.
Yeah, so we have recorded this before. We recorded this yesterday. It didn't end up going well on the technical side of things, so we have to redo it. It's going to be a little bit shorter, a little bit quicker, so maybe a little bit more refined. But we are on 10. We are on the double digits. We've been doing this for 10 weeks in a row. And even though proms have come up, even though we've both had different things going on in our lives, we've made it work, and I'm proud of us.
So if we don't sound enthusiastic, it's because we've already heard the stories we're about to tell each other.
But don't, just stay interested, people.
Yeah. I'm going to try to be over, hyper about it.
Yeah, it's still going to be entertaining either way, so
buckle
your seatbelts. We're going on a wild ride today.
Woohoo!
Lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about. I got an Elgato.
Nick got an Elgato, and it runs at 60 frames per second, so screw him.
One of those HD 60s. Amazon was running that sale.
He got it for $40 cheaper. He got it cheaper than me buying the 30 frames per second version of the Elgato. So,
that is correct, Quinn.
I'm a little upset, Nick.
Why did you pay for it?
I think I paid like $135 or something. Or $145, maybe.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I paid $110.
Yeah. See, I'm not happy about that one. But I did get it like 4 or 5 months ago, so.
True. You had all this time with it. I tested it out. Works out great. I recorded Smash Brothers with it. Turned out perfect. The quality is really nice. I don't know if it's the Elgato and the fact that the systems are now better than what I'm used to recording. So they work together, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think that could be it. Except I use the Elgato to record some PS3 stuff apart from my last recorder, which I use for PS3 as well. And just the jump from like component cable recording to HDMI recording is pretty significant. It just like it looks a lot crisper, even though it's 30 frames per second on both. For the PS3, for the Elgato, you actually have to use component cables, so maybe nothing actually changed, and I'm just delusional. So,
it isn't a hardware upgrade.
Yeah.
Because my recorder is like 5 years old when I got it 5 years ago or 4 years ago, and now the Elgato just came out. It's much smaller. It's nice.
Yeah. Wow. You got yours 5 years ago. I think I got mine. Let's see here. I think I almost got it six or seven years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it cost me like almost $300 back then.
Wow. I had a Dazzle.
Yeah, and I had a Dazzle before that also, but I was like, Dazzle, I can't use this because it's not HD, so I need to pick up the pace here.
I remember when I started Organized Remains, the YouTube part of Organized Remains, I was like, there's no way I'm pointing a camcorder at the TV like everyone else was doing back then. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to have that type of quality. And I got the money together to get a Dazzle.
Yeah.
What a pain recording on that was.
Yeah, but it's nice. Anyway. It's nice how small the Elgato is and how convenient it is. Like, the box it came in is like smaller than the box I used to record with.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the size of like a computer PC type box game. I guess like if you bought World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Physically, that's the type of box it came in.
Yeah, and then the whole thing itself is like probably as big as a deodorant stick or something.
Yeah.
Or like an N64 cartridge or something. I don't know. It's pretty small. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I recommend it. Well, let me test it out a little bit more. Now I'll recommend it.
All right. You can do a review on the Elgato with the Elgato footage.
Yeah, because I did have problems with it when I first got it.
Yeah, well.
But I just went and I found out you had to go in the settings on your PlayStation and turn something.
It wasn't necessarily the Elgato's fault. It's actually like Sony.
Yeah. True. Anyways, I also watched Quinn Does Gaming, the YouTube channel. You ever heard of it?
The highlights. The highlights of the stream.
Yeah, I was watching highlights the other day. Yesterday. Mm-hmm. What?
Just the yeah, it's all the highlights from the stream go there.
Yeah, and I was rewatching, and I'm like, these are really funny, and I miss streaming with Quinn, because when I stream by myself, I don't. It's rare that I have a highlight if I'm by myself. In fact, I've never made a highlight. The only time where I was like something like, oh, that could be considered a highlight was we talked about Subway or something for a little bit. Oh. And I was like, that came close to a highlight, but it wasn't.
You're like, it was close to highlight material, but I think I'll pass on it.
Right.
Oh, well, unfortunate.
So, you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, get some nostalgia from those past highlights.
Everyone should watch them. They don't have enough views.
Yeah, maybe we should stick more pictures of Jessica Negri and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just or PewDiePie now because he's more famous. Just stick his face on there playing some game, and then everyone's like, "Whoa,
PewDiePie's playing it. It must be good."
Yeah, look, he started a second channel called Quinn Does Gaming. Let's all subscribe.
Quinn Does Gaming.
Quinn Does Gay Men. Yeah, that's a Scott.
That's something Scott.
Yeah, that's a Scott Jaw joke.
He's so clever, that Scott Jaw.
Yeah, my God. He can turn anything into a homosexual, like, reference.
Yes.
Which is just great.
Yeah, it's good to have him watch.
Occasionally. If he even watches at that. It's usually a pop-in, pop-out situation. But anyways, speaking of social interactions...
Yeah.
It says Walmart social anxiety here, Nick. What's that about?
Oh, you don't pretend. Don't pretend you don't relate.
Don't pretend that I already haven't heard the story.
Yeah. This time we won't need to bleep any names.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep it on.
Quinn says out loud.
I'll keep it on the down low. How about that?
So I went to Walmart the other day, and like I moved recently, like I've mentioned before, and I know like 10 people in this state. So I go to Walmart, and I'm walking through an aisle where kind of like the produce section, I guess you could say, and like there's just small tables, you know, not really in high up, but there's sections where you can cross and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I look up, I hear like a recognizable voice. And I look up, and I see it's my neighbor, and, like, my brain just, like, I didn't even think about this. I automatically did it. I went into the next aisle and walked as fast as I could, and after I got cleared, Kevin was behind me, and I just looked back, and we just both burst out laughing, because we both did it at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And
Kevin, too, like, huh? You didn't tell that part of the story last time.
Yeah, well, it never got brought up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And on the car ride back, Kevin was like, is it us that are messed up, or is it them? And I was like, oh, it's definitely us.
Yeah, it's us that have the problem, not the neighbors. Yeah. That's funny.
Because a normal person would be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Check in on your neighbors.
We just got out of there. Just got out of there as soon as possible.
That's funny.
All right. Well, college app's done?
Oh, yeah. So I finished my college applications. They were due last Sunday, so I got them all done. And Thanksgiving and stuff. Actually, Nick, how was your Thanksgiving? I don't think we didn't talk about this because this is...
No. Did you get accepted to Ithaca?
I don't get acceptance letters until forever from now, so...
What if you don't get any? What's your backup plan?
I guess I just go homeless and then never go back.
Well, there is another option.
There is another option, apparently, to Nick, where I can move to Kentucky and then be homeless at Nick's house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know if you'll let me in your house, and I have to go find somewhere else to rent, basically.
It's pretty cheap around here, though. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, there's apartments where I get like they're like $300 per month, and I'm like, how can something be so cheap? It's probably like in the middle of like a war zone.
Yeah, of course, in the middle of a war zone in Kentucky, of course.
So my Thanksgiving, to go back to that,
yeah,
I don't remember. Oh, my Originally, we were going to do a Skype call, my family and I, a video chat.
Yeah.
No, not Skype, Google Hangout.
Okay.
And they lost power.
Oh, no.
During Thanksgiving, so we couldn't do that. Like, they lost it the day before Thanksgiving and then get it back the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, that was a bummer. But I did end up video chatting with them on Saturday when they had another Thanksgiving.
Where they could actually cook things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I talked to them through the video chat and whatnot. And, of course, it's just talking to parents. You know how that go, Quinn.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mentioned caffeine pills. And my mom was like, you're taking caffeine pills.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and I had to explain to her. I was like, yeah, but I'm not taking them like every second.
Yeah.
Okay, and I had to explain. She's like, why don't you just drink a cup of coffee? And I was like, I don't always want coffee. And I was like, the caffeine pill is 100 milligrams of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
A cup of coffee, I've looked into it, most of them, the average, is 150 milligrams. So I'm getting less caffeine than the cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And she didn't like the idea of taking a pill. She's into that whole organic, natural fad. I don't know what
to call it. Yeah, cat poop coffee. Type thing.
And I was just like, And then, you know me, I had to bring up the bidet.
Oh, my God.
Since we were talking about controversial topics.
Oh, man.
Caffeine and bidets.
Wow, you're like, why haven't you installed all the bidets I've sent you? Oh, my.
Hey, I actually plan on getting them a bidet for Christmas.
Oh, my God, Nick.
And now I'm thinking about getting them caffeine pills, too.
Oh, my. You're just, like, full of controversy here. You're going to start a war with your family. That's what's going to happen. They're going to send you all this nice stuff, and then they're going to get a bidet and caffeine pills and be like, oh, right. Great.
To go back to Thanksgiving Day, though, my extended family actually came over, and they have a generator, so they had lights and whatnot, and they had, like, pie together, and they called me and I talked on speakerphone, and the bidet was brought up then, and like I think it was my grandmother, she's like, does he really have a bidet?
Oh my.
And my mom's like, yeah, and he swears that it changed his life. And I was like, it's true,
changed your life, you're a new man because water is spurted up your butthole. Around your crotch area.
You don't know. You haven't tried it.
All right.
It's so much faster in and out of the bathroom.
So besides...
You know, I've gone over this during the streams before.
Yeah, you have. You are the...
It makes Quinn very uncomfortable every time I bring it up.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable. I am just not going to be switching to a bidet anytime soon, yet you swear by it, so... I mean... Keep on keeping on, Nick.
Maybe I'll buy you one. They're only $25.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to send it to your house.
Yeah, I don't even... that's really unlikely to be installed, so...
And I'm going to send one to Scott, too, and say it's from you.
That's fine by me. Scott can get one. But not me. Anyways, so besides college apps, right?
Yeah, how's your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was... It went pretty well. I just, you know, had family and stuff, and I went... to my grandma's house, we all ate food, and that was nice. Food is nice. Didn't really have many leftovers, and that was kind of it. Like, it was just a day, you know, where you go hang out with your family. You don't really think about anything else. You just eat a bunch of food, eat a bunch of dessert, and you go home. So, that's what I did. But besides that...
My grandmother lives in a condominium.
Well, that's a fun fact for all you out there who care about Nick's grandma and where she lives, so...
It's from the Peanuts Thanksgiving special.
Oh.
Have you not seen that?
I probably have, because Charles Schultz is from the town I live in, so... Yeah.
Now everyone knows...
Fun fact about that as well.
Quinn lives at Charles Schultz's old house.
Yep. Yep, I live with his... I think his wife's still alive.
His dog.
Yeah, his dog is the only thing alive, right? Anyways, Nick... Beside your grandma living in a condominium, all right, last week I mentioned that I was building a new computer. Yeah. I'm putting that on hold because I missed all the Friday Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals. I'm waiting for Christmas deals to come around so I can buy my PC.
Yes.
Also, something interesting. I don't know if it's interesting, but...
I'll tell you.
Lately, I've been getting really lazy because the end of the semester, end of the school semester, is coming up. And generally, I get into this this groove of being really lazy and wanting to play more games because winter break is coming up and I don't really care about school anymore because it's almost over. And I've just been playing a lot of games, a lot more than I have been in the last, like, couple months. And, you know, focusing less on homework and studying, which is a bad habit.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I was like that throughout college, and look what happened to me.
Yeah, you are the epitome of success, Nick. You, you're living away from your family, moved out. Kevin, like, mooching off you because he needs you. It's good stuff. You ended up okay.
Well, so far.
Yeah, so far, I guess, yeah. So you could be the homeless one before I'm homeless.
That's true. I don't know, I got a good 7 months.
Good 7 months to decide where your life should go.
Yeah. Life's too hard to make decisions.
Yeah, man, decisions are for people who want to make decisions, I guess. I don't even know where I'm going with that. But anyways, nice segue to gaming news. Nick, you want to open us up?
All right. Sony store sale. South Park, Stick of Truth, $20. It's an all right deal. I've seen better. But Quinn felt the need to put it on here.
I felt the need to say that Sony has 75% off a lot of their products if you're a PlayStation Plus member. And it's all digital. So PS3, Vita, PS4... Yeah. If you're online, there's bound to be a lot of good deals on there. But if you have a PC, you probably have seen better deals of these games. So it's correct. Not even...
You have.
Exactly. So it's not worth really mentioning if you prefer to play these games on PC because the deals aren't that great. Yeah. So
South Park Sacred Truth is a good game, though. You should play it if you're a South Park fan.
I guess. Speaking of Hearthstone. South Park...
Oh.
Speaking of South Park, Nick, yeah, let's talk. We're talking about it right now. We're going to mention it. All right. Speaking of South Park.
PewDiePie was on South Park yesterday. We should talk about it because we do YouTube too. So we can relate to him.
And because PewDiePie, a internet celebrity making it onto South Park, it's kind of weird. I mean, I knew they did a YouTube specific show, an episode. With all the, like, viral video people. But this is a little bit different. This is, like...
Yeah, it's a good episode. I liked it.
I mean, I haven't seen
it. It's a to-be-continued episode.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So, I don't know what's gonna happen. No one does. Until next week.
Well...
So, we'll probably talk about that next
week. Yeah, I guess I'll watch the first one, and then we can talk about it next week when it finishes up.
Yeah. But we should mention PewDiePie, because he'll get us views, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll get them views off of PewDiePie. Put his face on the thumbnail. We're good to go.
Yeah, we're going
to
put his face on the thumbnail.
Yeah.
That's step one. And then we're going to mention him in the title.
Yeah.
Step two. And I don't know what else to do.
Step three, just, like, change organizer main's name to PewDiePie.
Yeah.
And then we're good.
Right.
Get all the views.
Moving on, Hearthstone's getting 100 cards update. It happens every week.
It comes out next week. It's been talked about for a while, but next week is when all the cards are coming out. So I don't know if you're going to have to pay for the cards or if you have to like play to get them.
Huh.
But I don't know. It's a big, huge update for Hearthstone, and I'm interested in Hearthstone, so I put it up here. I'm sorry, all right?
Like I said yesterday, I am interested in going back to Hearthstone at some point in my life.
Yeah, in your lifetime.
In my life, 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years from now when it's like you and me are the only ones playing, then you'll go back.
Yeah. Speaking of 20 years from now, did you hear about the Mars mission? That we're going to put someone on Mars in 20 years?
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And NASA's testing out all that stuff?
Yeah.
Speaking of 20 years, it's the 20th anniversary of the PS or PlayStation 1. So the PS4 is coming out with a PS1 looking PS4.
It's actually better that we redid this podcast because I found out more information about this because I was watching a YouTube show.
Well, enlighten us.
ET News or whatever.
Enlighten us.
They're There's going to be 2,000, I believe. And they're each numbered.
Okay.
And they're not going to sell anymore after that. It's a collector's thing. And 2,000 worldwide.
Oh,
not just
man.
Like Japan. So it's going to be tough, I think, to get one. But, you know, yeah. It looks cool, though. Has the same gray color as the PlayStation 1. It comes with a controller that's same color, you know. And it has imprint of the logo, the original PlayStation logo. It looks cool. I like it.
Yeah, instead of...
pretty cool looking.
Instead of the new PS4 logo, it comes with the, like, original Sony PlayStation logo that's, like, red, blue, and yellow and kind of, like, squiggly, you know?
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think, how much do you think it's going to go for? I think it's going to be, like, at least, it's going to be above the normal price of a PS4, or, like, I have no idea what's going to happen, because they'll just be
Depends
gone.
Depends how far in the future you want to go.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I'm thinking $600.
Right now, when they release?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the thing is...
Maybe $1,000 later on.
I don't know, I'm thinking maybe $1,000... Maybe not $1,000 right now, but maybe like $800 or... Yeah, I think actually $600 is a good price because it's 1.5 times what the PS4 is actually worth. But I don't know, man. If there's only 2,000, they're going to like fly. They're going to be gone instantly. So.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know. That city, Retro City Rampage game, do you know that game?
Yeah.
They're doing a limited... edition PS4 disc version as well, and there's only gonna be like 1200.
Oh wow.
And whatnot. That game, I don't know if you paid attention, but that game came out on PC. I actually pre-ordered it on Humble, and who's making it, I forget who, but they keep on porting it to every system and they keep putting updates out. They just came out with another update and they like upgraded like the map system. They did all sorts of stuff to it.
Oh, really?
And they keep working on it. I kind of want to play it now, because when I first played it, I was like, this is okay, I guess. But now they've added so much to it. It's like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Well, I have the original PlayStation 1 version, but it's a digital form on PS3, so...
Right, yeah. I have the Vita version as well, because they're like... It was like a thanks for pre-ordering thing. He like a year later, he's like, I just want to say thanks, so here's a free copy for your Vita if you have one.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I need to play it.
Moving on to streaming stuff. Steam is getting...
Broadcasting.
Yep, Steam broadcasting is now a thing where you can actually broadcast live your gameplay throughout Steam to your friends, to anyone who's willing to watch.
According to Felicia Day, it's buggy, and the first thing she saw when she watched it was porn.
So
I guess
it is. It is definitely not. It's a work in progress. It is in beta. It's not released. You have to opt in to the beta in order.
Someone's knocking on my door.
Well, you go get it, Nick.
All right, talk.
So you have to opt into the program. You have to actually sign up. Well, not sign up. You have to change your settings in Steam to say that you are wanting to opt into the Steam broadcasting program. What you then do is you can go to the friends that actually have also opted into the game or to the broadcasting update, and you can click on their name and watch them play their games. Now, they do have to accept you unless they have changed their settings where anyone can actually watch, which I have done, and then anyone can watch. Anyone can click your name, watch what you are playing as you play it. And it is pretty interesting, except for a couple things where... I actually started watching someone on my friends list, and she accepted, and I could hear her Skype conversation, which was really weird, and it was really bizarre, because you can't actually see the people chatting while they're watching unless you also go into the settings and have that manually put up on your screen. So it's really weird how it works right now. It is nowhere near the capabilities of Twitch. It is nowhere near the customization of Twitch. It is just a really simple way of watching your friends play games if they choose to opt into the broadcasting system. I think Steam is, you know, adding more and more of these different systems to their Steam, like, application. They have Steam Music now, where you can import your library and listen to music while you play games. They're just adding the broadcasting thing, because basically every single program now has a broadcasting system. If you don't know, like, NVIDIA cards, they have Shadowplay, and you can stream from your card. You can download these server programs where you can set up a server, and those even allow you to stream from their application. It's really interesting how many applications are going to the broadcasting part of things, yet their version of broadcasting isn't as up-to-date as Twitch is. So it's really weird. It's really weird what's going on. Eventually, hopefully, Steam will just say, you know what, here, you can stream to Twitch rather than only stream to Steam Broadcasting, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But besides that, I don't know. It's interesting to see what's going to come out of it. Right now, I'm not really excited at the moment, because it's kind of buggy. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird having people watch you out of the blue, so that's my
thought. Talk about Assassin's Creed, you get that over with?
No, so next is Assassin's Creed has already announced that the next game in the Assassin's Creed franchise is going to be from in the Victorian London era. So,
do you want to hear my story about the door knock?
Sure. What's the door knock?
The Assassin's Creed stuff is just an image. You guys don't care about that.
What? Okay, continue.
It's just leaked images.
What's your... No, it's not...
Oh, yeah, I found that out yesterday after the podcast. I should research more.
No, Nick, you should talk about the door.
Okay, so I hear the knock, and I look out the peephole, and it's dark out. It's 5 p.m. right now.
Okay.
And I look out the peephole, and there's no one out there. And I'm like, okay. So I just stand there looking at it for a second, and I can hear, like, walking around and whatnot. And I was like, this is odd. I'm going to get ambushed. So I kind of wait there for a second, and then people walk by, and then I hear a car door close, and then I hear the car start and, like, drive away. But then someone else runs by my door again, and I wait a little bit, and then no one's... I don't hear anything anymore, so I looked, and there's a package. Though it's weird that, like, there's people walking around. I don't know why I was... It was... I don't know.
Really, really eventful, Nick. I'm glad you brought it up.
What happened to you yesterday during the podcast? You got a door.
I didn't like go into detail, try and like embellish it to make it important.
It was scary for me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that
I got someone could have killed me.
I'm sorry you, a grown man, is scared of the dark, Nick. I'm sorry for your struggle.
You don't know where I live.
You don't know my life.
All right, Assassin's Creed, do you want to skip that?
Assassin's Creed, basically, it's weird how they're announcing their next game and where it's...
They didn't announce it.
Well, either way, it's weird, like, people are probably not really excited about finding out, oh, well, the Assassin's Creed game is already, like, underway, even though their last one was kind of crap, so...
The good news is the company that's making this Assassin's Creed is not the same one that made Unity, and they've been working on this game for a couple of years now, I guess.
All right.
So there's hope.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't really like Assassin's Creed these days.
Well, I don't...
Haven't liked it since 3.
I don't like new people working on it, and that's the thing with me. It's because I think the people who have been working on it were all the Ubisoft teams located in Europe.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, they do an amazing job in just creating, like, the environment and the levels and stuff like that. Even though there were some technical problems, I don't think that's necessarily has to do with the fault on, like, their... Like, okay, so the people who worked on the Assassin's Creed games, they do an amazing job of environment, right?
Yeah.
And anyone can fix the technical issues with AI and, like, pop-in stuff with faces. Okay. But only they have been the ones working on, like, historic monuments and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would trust them to make the environments, and I don't want someone new coming in and ruining it, because that happened with the Call of Duty franchise and a lot of other franchises where they're like, okay, we're kind of getting rusty. Let's have someone else come in here, and then just turn to crap. So
it's happened, and then the other thing happens. A new company gets it, and they do a really good job.
Well, I'm not holding my breath. So
yeah, but the Montreal Ubisoft people that have been making it, they haven't been doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't have enough time. That's not that they're not. It's not that they're doing a bad job. It's just they don't have enough time.
Yeah,
to do a good job. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing. We tried to get this to be a 30 minutes, and we're at 30 minutes now. So
all right, Nick. Let's hear what you've been playing, Mister. I have like 12 games.
Far Cry 4, Costume Quest. What?
Just continue.
Far Cry 4, Costume Quest 2, Tales from the Borderlands, Get Off My Lawn, Super Smash Bros. And Castle Crashers. I made videos for most of those, so check those out if you want deeper details. But Far Cry 4, I have not made a video for, and that is fantastic.
Well, you better start writing. Better start writing a review.
The thing is like, I'm 2/3 through the game,
mm-hmm.
and I've been playing it like 3 to 5 hours a day for a week now, I believe. I don't know my total time. Maybe I can look into that, but, and I've doing a bunch of side quests and whatnot, trying to level my guy, and it's just so much fun. And I'm only 2/3 through it, so.
That's good. I like to hear that it is better than Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yes.
And it turned out well, so I'm glad.
That is true.
Anyways, I've been playing...
What have you been playing?
I've been playing some games. I've been playing TF2, Lethal League...
Boring.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Dragon Age Inquisition, and mainly I've been playing a game called Banished. Now, I talked about how, at the beginning of the podcast, I've been spending my time playing games more than I should be. And so I had Banished for about, I would say, 4 to 5 days. And within those 4 to 5 days, I spent 25 hours in the game. And that's a lot for a 4 to 5 day
and
period.
It's not even good.
And yeah, I don't even think it's a great game. There's a very difficult dynamic between me and this game. It's a love-hate, passionate relationship where I just hate it because it's not good. But because I'm doing well at the game, I'm just like, I have to invest more time into it and beat it to the full extent that I can beat it. But because I hate it, and because I don't think it's a very good game, and there's no objective in the game, it drives me crazy. I want to kill someone, in all honesty. I do.
Yeah, if you got to hear the podcast from yesterday, I tried to convince Quinn just to install it and, you know, play new games where it can help our top 10 video, but he refuses.
It's I gotta get done what I need to get done, and then I'll and then I'll toss it to the side. But I've actually played some Call of Duty, and that's enjoyable. I was actually more surprised that it wasn't terrible, so I'm happy that I'm enjoying it. And Dragon Age Inquisition is a very interesting game. I have some things to talk about it. Like, some things I gotta say, but I think I'll save that for maybe a separate talk. So.
With me?
Yeah, a separate talk with you, Nick.
Or maybe we could do a video.
Well, that's what I meant, but...
Oh. I thought you meant for next week's podcast.
No, I meant like, as like a video reviewing the game.
Oh.
Yeah. But,
all right.
Anyways... I think we should just skip the random topic this week because, like I said, we've...
No.
Oh, you wanna...
Worst game you played this year, and I picked Warface. What'd you pick?
All right.
We don't have to explain ourselves.
Nick, pick Warface. I'll agree with Warface, but I'll pick something else just because, yeah, Warface is pretty terrible. I would say Starforge, which was a Indiegogo game that I backed.
Just imagine us giving a beautiful explanation why...
And, well, I don't even think Warface needs an explanation. If anyone has played that game, they realize, okay, this is the worst thing that has ever been on Steam in ever. So.
It's pretty bad.
It's not even pretty bad. It is, like,
it's
intensely horrible. Oh, my God. Just thinking about it gives me, like, diarrhea, man. It's just terrible.
Wow. That's not good.
It's a really bad game. It's really bad.
All right, let's wrap up, and then we Are you streaming?
Yeah, we're gonna stream right after this. Even though
you guys won't. Yeah. You won't know until after this is up, which is gonna be after we're done streaming.
Yeah, so just calm down. But time to wrap it up.
At Organize Remain, no S. Twitch.tv/Organize Remains. Subscribe, Organize Remains YouTube. Check out OrganizeRemains.com.
Twitch.tv, Quinn Does Gaming, Mr. Bread of Chicken on YouTube, Quinn Does Gaming on YouTube, and don't worry about Twitter because I don't tweet.
Unfortunately. I'm trying to get into Twitter more often.
Eventually, when tweeting, when we're famous, I'll go on Twitter. How about that?
Yeah, that's
make me famous, Chief.
PewDiePie famous.
Yeah, make me famous, Chief, and then I'll go on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Chief. Anyways, see ya, freaks!
See ya, freaks.